No Desire, written by Zee Charnot, February 25, 1991. Desire is for the isolated self, the bound self, the alienated self. To be free of desire is not to be without impetus, without motive, or without propulsion. Quite the contrary. To be without desire allows an even greater impetus, an even greater propulsion. The being and doing response. There is a unity in what we are and what we do. Life is an acknowledgement of many and diverse forces and motions. Life is reproductive, but not in an unchanged form. Life reproduces in a direction. Life reproduces with mutations or with the extensive diversity of sexual reproduction. Life constantly attempts to be more, to do more, more which acknowledges, resonates with, and reverberates with other life and the abiotic or unliving realm. The similarities between one life form and another permits this resonant and reverberant relationship. The differences, then, are either preserved or eliminated. This is the process of natural selection. This constitutes a fitness or continuity of existence and function. Life uses multiplier effects. It reproduces. Life combines and multiplies results. Then, life eliminates the unallowable combinations. But life may use what seems to be aborted or foreshortened lifespans in support of diverse life functions. Life, biological systems, organisms, are open systems. There is a flow of energy and pattern within and between the modules of life, the cells and tissues, the organs and subsystems of any organism. That flow of energy and pattern may be composed of substance with varying ratios of energy and pattern. Life is a dissipative structure. Life is a constantly changing structure. The flux of change or transformation comes from a flow into and out of the structure. The greater the flow, the more adaptive, responsive, the more alive is the specimen of life. Desire is conservative. Desire is preservative. Desire is homeostatic. Desire is fixed. Desire is a pursuit of having versus a pursuit of being and doing. Desire is captivating. Desire is entangling. Desire yields attachment and fixation. Desire is a product of the defined self, the bound self, the isolated self, the separated self, the alienated self. When one begins to turn attention to and towards a defined self, the bounding, the separation, the isolation, the alienation begins. With the assertions, 1, this is my life, 2, this is my health, 3, this is my strength, 4, this is my energy, 5, this is my ability, 6, this is my need, 7, this is my thought, 8, this is my ad absurdism. These are the interdependent sources of captivity, of entanglement, of estrangement, of alienation, even destitution. How does being without desire give rise to an even greater impetus, an even greater motive, an even greater propulsion? As we acknowledge many and diverse forces and motions, we form resonant and reverberant actions or behavior and resonant and reverberant states. What we do and what we are is responsive in open system exchanges with our environment. This interaction with the sea of forces and motions within which we live, however, is not merely reflective, immediate, and at the surface. This interaction allows a penetration, an acceptance, a receptivity, an assimilation, a deeper absorption of the forces which converge upon, which impinge upon, which penetrate, which act not only upon us, but within us and through us. We do more than reflect. We react. We do more than react. We respond. We do more than respond. We requisition relationships. We explore, we probe, we seek for components which furnish some synthesis of response. We change what we can do. We change what we are. We change as an adaptation, but more, we are creative. We are creators being created. We are not created by some fiat from a preconceived plan or formula. We are created in an exploratory or experimental way. We are at some periphery of evolving life. We are both the explorers and the exploration. We are living, evolving, advancing in an independent progression. Beyond desire, we are activated, we are transformed, in even the direction of change, the rate of change. We transcend the first few dimensions of consciousness. Knowing is a containing and conveying of pattern with varying degrees of resolution and accuracy or fidelity. Knowing is a linked, constantly edited pattern with the updated pattern flow dependent upon the openness of knowing. Consciousness is a conscience, a knowing together with that which is known, a connected knowing, continuously and constantly flowing pattern and energy which edits. Everything is conscious in some way, in some degree. Consciousness is the only reality. Consciousness is the containing and conveying of meaning, the containing and conveying of pattern. There is no pattern without energy. There is no energy without pattern. Any pattern can change its scale. Any pattern can change its proportions.